Hello, everyone. My name is Kay, and welcome to Heaven's Harvest. I'm here with my co-host.
I'm Roxy.
And today we're going to be discussing this awful epidemic that started in Wuhan, China, from a seafood market, was it?
Yes, the coronavirus.
Yeah, it's super lethal. I heard it's just, it's just worser than this SARS that was from like 2002 or 2003.
Yes, exactly. Now, it's believed that this coronavirus has sprung up because of the marketplaces in China.
And some of these filthy practices too, that the love of wildlife that this country has. I mean, they're just fascinated with their food source being just rats and bats and beavers and all these other images I saw in these documentaries online from journalists worldwide that showed all these graphic images.
Yes, we even saw a soup that contained a bat.
This bat was not shaved. The hair wasn't taken off. The wings, everything was intact. The bones and the wings, whatever. Everything was just in that hot stew of whatever.
So, I used to be a big fan of gourmet foods, but I do have my limits.
I do. I feel like these food sources are unacceptable. I feel like, you need to be responsible for what you consume. And I don't want to be the food police, but I don't think that it's ethical to be slaughtering monkeys and going to
beavers,
peacocks. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, the list goes on, Roxy. It really does.
Well, I understand that,
maybe poverty could drive some of this.
Right, poverty can lead people to, consume many things that are not
During your ideal. Upbringing, Roxy, can you just tell us a little bit about, how the budget was pretty tight when you were growing up?
And
what,
sure.
Yeah, what did you guys have on a daily basis?
Well, we never had beaver soup or bat soup.
Oh, my God.
But our diet, when we were growing up, we had we were poor. Mm-hmm. Very poor.
Yeah.
And so we did very well with beans and rice.
Mm-hmm. And that was like a household staple, right?
Oh, yes. And, you can get a lot of nutrition out of beans and rice. But there's a lot of restrictions in the Bible. There's dietary restrictions in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
There's advice on what we can consume and what is not consumable. Clean and unclean foods, and there's just a long list in the Bible. Now, I know a lot of people, maybe you're not interested, you're not the religious type, but we can learn a lot from what the Bible teaches.
It's true. I mean, even if just religion it's not on your checklist, still we have people like scientists, chemists, all kinds of specialists physicists that would disagree entirely with these crazy foods that are being hauled into supermarkets in Asia. It's just the list goes on. I mean, there's no limits either.
I mean, can you imagine anybody consuming bat soup? Bats carry rabies.
Yeah.
And a whole host of other diseases.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just common sense. I mean, these things, you just can't eat these things. I mean, what's wrong with rice and beans and lentils?
Or potatoes.
Potatoes, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just feel that you just have to be very scrupulous, I guess.
Exactly. And my question to some of these people is, if I can just have a sit down with them, Roxy, I would say, what's the preparation like? I mean, from the time you got the animal, you bring it home in the cage, it's looking at you, and you're just going to slice and dice?
Another thing that baffles me is how China is a communist country. they have so many regulations and rules and boundaries and restrictions and all this. And why don't they educate their people on nutrition?
Yeah.
On what is edible and what is not edible, what is healthy to eat, what is not healthy. Why are they allowing this to continue in the supermarkets? They can stop it. It's a communist country. They can stop these animals from being sold in the marketplaces.
I know, yeah.
They can do it. Why haven't they done that?
I know. Why do you, they would control how you operate your business there with this communism. They would control, your way of life, what you do. Everything is under their belt.
Now this is turning into a worldwide epidemic.
Yeah, it's... all these other nations are just, they're suffering because of this, Wuhan's choice to keep it going. And they didn't learn the first time from SARS.
Oh, you think they'd learn the first time?
Yeah. But I guess not. I mean, it really breaks my heart, what I've seen. I'm so troubled. It's unbelievable. And I would really love to hear some of our listeners, feedback and what they think, because there's just so much criticism online. And there's two parts to this, everybody. There's people that say, well, they're poor and you can't judge them, for eating this. But then again, it's not, you can't keep up with those filthy practices. You can't.
Exactly.
Hopefully they'll learn the second time. And if they don't, and we end up with a third epidemic sometime in the near future, shame on you.
A mutation.
It gets stronger and more volatile in the body, this incubation period too is just really, it's controversial.
Yeah, some doctors are saying the incubation period is 7 days, a week.
Mm-hmm.
And some are saying it's 2 weeks. And sometimes you can have the flu-like symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And other times it just skips the flu-like symptoms and you go into full-blown pneumonia. I mean, that's devastating.
I believe we're actually located in the United States. The two cases, first in Washington State and Chicago, Illinois, both patients had no symptoms. Nothing was, nothing was triggering them to sneeze or, the fever wasn't there. And they went like that for 5 days. Then after that week, they checked into the hospital. I think one called her doctor before she showed up in the ER. And she just said that, no, nothing was present. But now it kicked in. It's like, what the heck, Oh, but you know what? Until next time, everybody. This is Kay.
And I'm Roxy.
Let food
be your medicine. Bye-bye now. Take care.
Take care. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Heaven's Harvest. My name is Kay.
And I'm Roxy. Today, we'd like to talk about watermelon. That's a summertime health saver.
Ooh, yummy.
One of the benefits of eating watermelon is that it just boosts your energy and it hydrates you in such a delicious way. Now, many people who are battling heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, and stroke, they can get a lot of benefit from eating this. It's a healthy snack, and it's loaded with vitamin A, B6, C, and it's got a little bit of fiber, and no cholesterol, and it's only 49 calories for one cup, so it's a nice little dessert idea.
Slice it up and put it in the bowl and just chop away.
Yeah. Watermelon is typically very rich in lycopene, which is one of six active carotenoids.
Mm-hmm. Actually, with lycopene, it's known to be found in ketchup.
Yes.
Tomatoes and all that.
Right.
Good for the eyeballs.
And other... other sources would be like alpha carotene, beta carotene. Mm-hmm. They're in the same family group as lycopene. They're very high antioxidants. So, and they have also lutein.
Lutein and zeaxanthin. It's a hard one to pronounce. Zeaxanthin, if you're familiar with it, you go to your local health food shop, they would sell it there. It's pretty good stuff too. Worth a try. Check it out.
Yeah, and I like to eat watermelon because it's like a natural diuretic.
Oh, yeah, you go urinate like all hell, I'm telling you.
Yeah, but you know what? You still retain a lot of the electrolytes that are found in watermelon.
So that's probably the benefit versus drinking like a gallon of water a day in the summertime.
Right, it's excellent hydrogen. I mean, not hydrogen.
Hydration. Oh, boo-boo. It's a boo-boo.
Yeah, it's an excellent source for hydration.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is some controversy where people do sell the seeds at supermarkets, you know, to consume those watermelon seeds. And then others say, don't, because you're going to grow one in your stomach. I'm like, I don't know what to believe. What's your take on that, Roxy?
I think, you know, they're just like pumpkin seeds.
Yeah.
People eat them, you know, roast them.
That's true.
Eat them, they're healthy.
I remember growing up and visiting my grandma in the summer, and she'd offer me a bowl of watermelon. And she's like, don't eat the seeds. Don't eat the seeds. They're prohibited. And I'm like, please. I just would swallow everything whole because I was too lazy as a kid, you know. But it is what it is, you know. You guys make that decision at the end of the day if you choose to have those seeds or not. But until next time,
let food
be your medicine. And remember, always consult with your primary care doctor with these tricks and tips. Until next time, this is Kay.
And I'm Roxy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.